I'm not a specialist. I seem to suffer from an allergy from anything that alters me from the neck up. So my story includes alcohol in other forms. And hi, this is kind of early for me. Oh, I'm supposed to say got it. Okay. So this is early for me. I'm in Pacific Standard Time, so you can do the math. So if I seem a little less than lucid, that could be part of the reason, or could just be I'm not always lucid. Anyway, I was born in Michigan, Detroit, and it's really cold there, and I was born in the 50s, so I came of age in the 60s and the early 70s. And as I said, my first drink was around 13 years old. I'm going to focus mostly on alcoholism and very little on anything else, because we're in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and all I have to share is how I got sober and what my thoughts were around my sobriety and what I do to stay sober. So, in a general way, what I was like, what happened, and what I'm like today. Anyway, my first drink was around 13 years old. It was a high-end wine called Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill. That's a. Anyway, it tasted like Red Pop to me. By the way, in Michigan, we called soda pop. And it tasted like red soda pop. And I liked the effect right away, except for getting sick afterwards. But you know, that didn't seem to deter me. I was ready to drink and use whatever would I drank for effect from the very beginning. So I don't know about anyone else's experience, but my experience is I seem to have that allergy of the body right away. And I think that for me, I am biologically different than people who are non-alcoholic. I think that I exhibited alcoholic behavior around anything that altered me from the neck up. That's my experience. So I'm not a specialist. And it being the 60s, I did more than dabble in everything else that altered me from the neck up. And that went on until 1988. I came to Alcoholics Anonymous a few months before after my father passed away, and I was arrested for surprisingly belligerent behavior, because I'm not a belligerent person, but alcohol seemed to alter my personality. And toward the end there, I was trying to quit everything else with alcohol. Was not the wisest decision I had ever made, but I made a lot of foolish decisions in my day. Some I've learned from, some not so much. So I came into Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't from the very beginning didn't understand the God stuff in the steps that were printed on a scroll on the wall. My first meeting was the Radford Clubhouse in Los Angeles, in I believe it was North Hollywood, and at that time. And it was the original clubhouse, and where apparently Clancy and Chuck C and Alabama Carruthers, people like that, were sober and longtime members. And they were sort of rigid in their belief of what people should do and should not do. That I didn't like that very much, but like I said, I had, or maybe I didn't say, I will say now, I was pretty desperate. I didn't like who I'd become. I didn't like what my life looked like. I was fired from my dream job. So my bottom included my father's death, a couple arrests, and being fired from my dream job. So I knew that I had some substance abuse problems. And people have told me Alcoholics Anonymous was the place to go. A client of mine had already brought me to a meeting a few months before, but I did not stay sober. I stayed sober 29 days and drank again. And then it was a few months more before I came back to Alcoholics Anonymous. I continued to go to meetings. I identified with the similarities and not the differences as best I could. It being Los Angeles, there wasn't a great deal of proselytizing, although there were at some meetings. And mostly people were just hanging out and trying not to drink one day at a time. And that seemed to make a lot of logical sense. And in actual fact, it still makes a lot of logical sense to me today. I don't want to get ever too many years and not enough days. My sobriety date is December 8th, 1988. I've been continuously clean and sober from that date. And it's been a long, strange trip. I met a man named Charlie Polachek. I can say his last name because he's now passed away. And he was the founder of a group called We Agnostics. And that was my first introduction to a more secular approach to staying sober. And that fit like a glove for a long time. And as I was saying to someone else earlier, after a while, it seemed like that meeting got a little tedious because people talked about God more than they were in regular traditional AA meetings. And I really identified more with the common suffering and the common solution. And that common solution being the intention of the steps without an anthropomorphic. I still do not have any kind of belief system that includes an anthropomorphic, anthropocentric deity of whatsoever. I don't consider myself an agnostic or an atheist. I have a belief system, but I think it's an outside issue to my sobriety. So I don't talk about it a lot. I think whatever one believes is probably an outside issue to their sobriety. Our common suffering and our common solution is what I think most of meetings should talk about. Our ability to recover from a scene. By the way, how long do I get to speak?
As long as you want. Most people speak around 20 minutes, more or less.
Okay.
30 minutes if it's interesting.
Okay. I don't know if I'm anything I've said is interesting so far, but it's been about 13 minutes and I'll set a timer. I'll go over. I started to find the We Agnostics meetings kind of tedious at around 8 years sober. I started going to, again, more traditional AA meetings because I heard a lot more about the disease of alcoholism and the application of the intention of the steps. I could, by this point in my sobriety, put aside whatever somebody's belief system was, because it wasn't like, again, like I said, in most meetings in Los Angeles, the description of somebody's working the steps was not great amount of proselytizing or belief system. That's going to matter later in my story. But I was able to, make a home in Alcoholics Anonymous, if you will, a recovery home, and a way to approach life that worked infinitely better than drinking did to evade my problems. And I do kind of subscribe to the intention of the steps. Self-examination has been a really important part of my recovery, as well as changing my behavior, making amends. Those are important behaviors for me to stay in recovery, and to create a more responsible and, if you will, adult approach to life, rather than running away from my problems in a bottle. I do subscribe to the idea, as well as the allergy, that bottles were only symbols, and that the problem was more my approach to life and my approach to problems. And life being what it is, after 33 years and 33 and a half, really, life is, I've suffered losses, like life happens, and opportunities to be of service, and opportunities to use the application of the intention of the steps. And so I'm not one of those secular alcoholics who believe everything. We should just throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think there's a lot of logic. You know, the program was designed by two Oxford group members who recognized one thing that I think is very important, one alcoholic talking to another. And I believe that we understand our disease of alcoholism better than those people who do not suffer from it. And then we're able to solve our problems together. And I believe that the unity in any Alcoholics Anonymous meeting is certainly more powerful than me alone, trying to figure out what to do with a certain problem or a certain behavior that I can't seem to stop doing. And so I am a avid supporter of the 12 steps. I'm just not an avid supporter of any religious tenet. And I believe that there's a very important place for a secular Alcoholics Anonymous, at least to recover from the non-secular Alcoholics Anonymous. And, I found that in We Agnostics. I still do go to We Agnostics. I actually have a commitment at the Friday night meeting, and it's still an important part of my recovery journey. Elise had met me at a meeting I had started to try to unify secular and non-secular alcoholics, and I managed to alienate both. I had been doing it for 3 years. It is called The Way Out. I can put the information in chat if you'd like to go. And it's going to need a new secretary because, I've done it for 3 years. And you're welcome to make it strictly secular if you'd like, because I managed, like I said, to alienate secular and non-secular Alcoholics Anonymous, because one week a speaker is comfortable with prayer, and next week a speaker is not comfortable with prayer. So you never know what you're going to get when you walk into the meeting. And some people have a real problem with prayer. I don't seem to have a problem with prayer. I think those words are the words that are calling up an anthropomorphic deity are meaningless to me. It makes about as much sense as a Disney movie. I'm not too troubled by it anymore. I've been able to, like I said, be comfortable in any Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, but I know that's not the case for everyone. And I think that's a very important reason why secular Alcoholics Anonymous should exist. And if somebody never gets comfortable with somebody else praying, that's fine with me. We're not here to change anyone's belief system. I'm certainly not here to convince you of anything. I'm just here to tell you what my experience has been in Alcoholics Anonymous, and which I hope it continues to be. I never want to get too many years and not enough days. So I approach it one day at a time. So I renew my commitment to staying sober every morning. And I'm thankful that, grateful that I stayed sober every night. And then I start over again the next day. And that's basically all I do to stay sober. It does not depend on any kind of belief system. My belief systems are subject to change as far as what the universe is about and what kind of life force may be in all living things, what unsuspecting inner resource I may have or am not able to get in touch with at a particular time. It doesn't matter. What matters is that I know that I have an allergy, and that for me to drink is not a great idea. And not a great idea is not something I want to partake in. So I hope that I've been able to share some experience, strength, and hope. The topic that I choose is what you're doing to stay sober today, and I'm done.
Thank you, Bernard. Let me turn off the recording.